This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For the four joys of fostering, go to allprodad.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio at our flagship Salem Media Group station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from the Nature Coast to the Sun Coast and all across the I-4 corridor to the Atlantic Coast of Florida. You can also hear us on our Salem affiliate stations, the Talk America Radio Network, Mega Talk Radio, and leading independent stations located at or near our nation's military bases. Now, we're also heard on the GCN Live Network, who is our show syndicator via the XDS satellite. And we're also heard around the world broadcasting on the Internet, where many of our military men and women are listening overseas right now. Don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo to register for the free Gun of Day giveaway and find out about what being a USCCA member can do for you. Joining us right now, we've got Ms. Rosemary. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Captain. Wow. This is kind of, I think we really need these tonight. I had to pull, we did a shower as a blessing last night, some of you know that. But I there's a few names I actually had to cut in half, even those, to get these on. That many people, Captain, that just, you're growing so much. But anyway, I want to put those blessings out. But I want to say something first, because Ian was just on, and a lot of people, one thing I like about Ian, and I hope you're still on, Ian, is that he doesn't come on just to, because, you know, sometimes you have someone come on just to be, they want to blow their own horn and kiss someone's feet or whatever. I don't know, I hate to say this, but it's true. Ian is Ian, and he has a right to his beliefs. And one thing I appreciate about him, and I'm not saying I agree with everything. I don't agree with, you know, everything on it, with anybody, and I'm sure you all don't with me. But he's straightforward and honest with what he believes in. And a lot of what he says, by the way, you know, does make sense, is true. So, Ian, thumbs up to you. Not that I'm agreeing with you, but thumbs up the way that you do it. You don't care whether you know that people like you or not. You just say it. So thumbs up to you, my friend. Okay, let's start with this. Major Mac and all the people. Maria, you can't count the thousands of people that follow the captain in Germany. God bless you all. And in case you can't tell, yes, I have a cold tonight. I'm getting through this. Okay, Flip, my partner, my dancing partner on the radio. Hi, Flip. And by the way, I want to thank Flip also for something he did that was very sensitive. You know, we were yelling, close the government down, close the government down. Nobody gets hurt. Excuse me just a moment. Yes, some people do. And Flip brought it up later. Thank you, Flip. Thinking about the Border Patrol. You know, some of us do live check to check, and some of them probably do. They would be hurt. And at Christmas, that would be bad. Don't yell that so fast, people. So, you know, Flip, God bless you. That showed a sensitivity in you, the person that you are. You're a good person. In fact, everybody I mentioned on here, I love you all so much. And beyond what I can put on here, Ed, our loyal driver, Gordon Food, Miss Buell in Texas, Sondi, always with some words of wisdom over the Internet. Gorgeous Wisconsin. I love that state. And then Richard, our Marine friend in Oregon, Steve in Thailand, Jeff in Sarasota, Picasso, I don't know much about him, but he's interesting. And then Sam the Paper Man, our expert paper relocator. I'm finally getting that one right. And your lovely wife, Sam. Call me sometime and let me know how you both are doing, by the way. I think it's 30 years you've been married to her now. Dave in Indiana, probably in his igloo, because I know you guys got some really bad weather. By the way, we're about to get hit here with some bad storms. Boy, I talk fast here. I wasn't sure I'd be on tonight. Al in Nebraska and your son. Get your son down here. Remember what the captain said. And Dan the Man from Indiana, LJ in Bradenton, Joyce in Sarasota. In fact, everybody in Sarasota, Bradenton area, all of you Manatee Patriot, God bless you all. You know, there's no way I could get you all on here. You just too many. And all, let me cover everybody tonight. You drivers, especially in this kind of weather that you have to drive through, I've always said I've done a lot of things in my life. I have never been and probably couldn't be the driver and trucker that some of you are because just like Catwoman, I don't know how you guys do what you do. Come rain, shine, whatever. That means that all drivers. That means the UPS. That means the mail people. That means all of you. Thomas the suicide jockey. Flip, you're a rollback driver. All of you drivers, you're so, so important to us, and I do not know how you do it. The reason I say that? Well, I would never do it. Never done it. Okay. Tampa Trump Club and all you who meet with Captain Muggs, God bless you. And I know that you're very loyal, very active group, and so admire what you do. I hope next year I can get out and start doing things like I did a couple of years ago, but things have held me back, you know, like way too many phones and things like that. Thomas, our suicide jockey. I think I mentioned these Catwoman. Okay. Lynn in Cape Cod, Sue, our retired 911 operator. See, all of you guys have been important in everything you do or have done. Wally in Clearwater, Janice in Kentucky. All you tea parties, and I know Orlando has one, the Villages has one, Manatee has one. I'm not sure of the others. The captain would know, but God bless all of you, the things that you all do. And then Richard, our Marine friend in Oregon, God bless you. Jeff in Sarasota, all you Sarasota people. Terry, our overnight worker in Nashville. And Cousin Vinny in Tennessee. By the way, a lot of Tennessee people returning on the blogs because I happen to know that. I happen to know that because they're talking to me. Okay. And Valdosta, Georgia. Yay, yay, yay. And I think my time is up. No, I got another few seconds here. Okay. All first responders. You've really had a time this year. And I'm telling you, with all the hurricanes and the fires and the things, God bless you all. The military, again, you truckers and drivers, to all of you. The Hillsborough County Republic Party. See, I could go on and on and on, but I have to cut down 5 pages to 1.5. So my time is up. We just made those few in. God bless. Yeah, well, Captain did my best tonight. Got most of them in, but God bless you all. And remember, God sees everything. He'll be in charge. Thanks, Captain. God bless you, too.
All righty, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. When we come back, phone lines are open again. 877-969-8600.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
License number CAC057284.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And good morning, Sony, up there in Wisconsin. Thanks for giving us a shout-out. We appreciate that. Dave in Indiana. Also, let's see here. Heard from Flip, heard from Sam the Paper Man. Catwoman and Road Dog, if you guys are on the road going through San Antonio between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m. Central Time, you will be able to hear me starting Monday morning there in that market. Now, they're saying that there's rain and fog in Little Rock tonight. Okay, gotcha. Appreciate that. So, if you want to opine about anything that's going on, 877-969-8600. I'm going to continue with a couple of things here. First of all, here's the Hoover Institution talking about the cities in America and the problems we've got there.
We know that Huma Abedin and Cheryl Mills lied when they said they did not have knowledge of the email server of their boss, Hillary Clinton. That's not even getting into the deception of the FISA court or the way that the investigations went or, on the email scandal or putting informants in a presidential campaign. So the second thing, it's really, from a historical point of view, we've had a lot of wrongdoing by elites and there's been no consequences. So the American people are not paranoid. They're saying, well, the Mueller investigation is going here, but they're going after misdemeanors or nothing, and here these felonies go completely unaddressed.
Well, yeah, and who knows what's going to happen next. Now, the media is going after Sarah Sanders big time for some of her comments. And here's what Terry Moran had to say from ABC News about her.
With the deficit ballooning to over $1 trillion under this president, where are the additional monies for this wall going to come from, and why is he asking the American taxpayer for them when he promised Mexico was going to come?
Look, we're not asking American taxpayers for that. We are looking at existing funding through other agencies right now that we can draw on to do that in immediately. The president has been clear that the USMCA deal would provide additional revenue through that deal that would show that Mexico is paying for
not
the wall.
The Treasury, though. The trade benefits, if there are any, don't go to the Treasury.
He's saying that the revenue provided and the money that would be saved through the USMCA deal, we could pay for the wall four times over. And by doing that new trade deal, we have the opportunity to pay for the wall.
But trade benefits go to private citizens. They don't go to the United States Treasury.
He's talking about the general revenue that comes from that.
So you're going to tax...
No, we're not taxing. We're talking about additional revenue that wouldn't have existed without the president getting a new deal.
Have you done the math on that?
There have been a number of things that we've looked at in which we know we'll have additional revenue that comes in through the USMCA.
From the USMCA into the Treasury?
We think there will be more than that that comes in.
Now, maybe they will, maybe they won't. She's taking a pretty strong defense of the president. That's what she does. She's the press secretary. But Ryan Costello, a congressman, had this to say yesterday morning on Morning Joe about life in the Republican Party right now.
Let me just ask you, since you're leaving a Republican in a place that swung a little bit for Donald Trump and swung back in 2018, who's leaving office as you are now, what's your view of the Republican Party right now in the age of Donald Trump, and how has it changed from 2016 to 2018 and going forward?
I think in 2016, all of us running had the ability to separate ourselves from the president a little bit. We had our own identity. In 2018, I think most voters who went to the polls were either voting in support of the president's agenda, and we saw that in Missouri and North Dakota and Indiana, or they were voting against the president. And so in a lot of suburban districts and House races, my colleagues got wiped out on account of the fact that we've become the party of Trump. And I think moving forward, it's going to be extremely important that we plan for the day when President Trump is no longer president, whenever that is, because we cannot allow some of the more caustic remarks and the ridiculous tweets to define us as a party. We're a party that believes in limited government, free market principles, and I think that those ideas are being lost in this cult of personality era that we're in.
Wow. How about that? And Major Mac from Germany is chiming in. He's saying that Germany sure loves the EU and the UN as well. And they're having problems over there right now. Yeah, I know that. By the way, I don't even know why he's not thinking about transferring out of there. And good morning, Al. Nice hearing from you. Susan, nice hearing from you. Jeff, not Jeff in Sarasota, different Jeff. Thanks, Jeff. Sue, Natalie, Janet, Richard the Marine, Diana, thanks for your comments. Donna, Fiducia up there near Georgia, Carrollton, Georgia. Thanks for your comments. Appreciate all of that. And, you know, you just have got so much dissension in the ranks right now. It's hard to tell who's saying what about who, if you know what I mean. Now, I've got a lot more to say here and a lot more to play. For example, here's Newt Gingrich, and here's more about what he had to say on really looking bad on the wall. So we'll listen to this for a minute or so.
Big question is whether or not there's going to be a government shutdown. Last week, the president made it very clear when he was talking to Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, he would be proud to shut down the government because getting a wall and the border security is so important, he would shut down the government. Now, it sounds like Mitch McConnell tried to float a couple of ideas in front of the Democrats. They wouldn't bite. There may be a continuing resolution which continues everything at the same levels until Nancy Pelosi takes over the House. It looks as if the Democrats are going to win on this. There will be no money for the president and his wall this time.
Well, they may win for 2 weeks, but I think the president's probably trying to get past the Christmas season. I've always thought, having been through shutdowns when I was Speaker, I don't think shutting the government down on Christmas Eve is a particularly big win for anybody. And I think it's a pain in the neck for the hundreds of thousands of families that are affected directly by it. So the president has not given up yet. And I do think the issue of whether the Democrats, you know, they're one really disastrous crime away from looking really bad. There are problems with people coming to the U.S. illegally. There are people who commit crimes who come to the U.S. illegally. MS-13 is a threat.
Right.
And I think for the Democrats to decide they don't want to protect America is a tough position
right,
for them to take.
But the problem is, Newt, I just don't know where the president's leverage is on this. Everything you say is logical. These Democrats are on the record supporting the positions the president has. All that being said, I don't see the leverage to get what he wants.
Well, I mean, his leverage ultimately, if he's prepared to do it, is to refuse to accept the appropriations bill. I could imagine getting to an agreement where they pass two separate bills, one for Homeland Security, which he refuses to sign, and the other for the rest of the government,
right,
which doesn't need to be in the middle of this fight, and gradually gets it down to a point. But the president has enormous leverage if he just, you know, if he says he won't sign it,
right,
they've got to get a two-thirds majority in both the House and Senate to pass anything.
Now, Newt Gingrich, one of the brightest light bulbs on the block, is right more than he's wrong. And once again, here he goes with comments that I'm sure he's thought about before he said them, because that's one thing he does very well. And again, I don't find any fault with him or even Ian when he has something to say. It's all making sense. It depends on, let's see, remember Bill Clinton? It depends on what the definition of the meaning is. Oh, boy. Now, we're coming back with our first military and veterans news segment. And got a lot of stuff to talk about there tonight. A lot of stuff, especially with the pullout in Syria. That is going to be extremely interesting. See what happens there once we do that. Does that mean we're going to have a vacuum go right in the back door? Don't know. Maybe. We'll see. We'll see. All right. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. We're coming right back with our first military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The president is taking some heat from members of his own party, so he released a video on Twitter defending his plan to immediately bring U.S. troops home from Syria.
We have won against ISIS. We've beaten them, and we've beaten them badly. We've taken back the land, and now it's time for our troops to come back home.
Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger fears the president's decision could increase the likelihood of a terrorist attack.
If we take the pressure off of them and we give them the opportunity to have land to plan and execute again, the fight will be back here in the United States.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham.
The decision today by the president, and I think it was his alone, I think it's disastrous to our own national security.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Weeknights at 6 on AM 930. The Answer.
Line.net.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass. And the other one, of course, is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. Here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., the other, of course, in Clearwater, Florida, because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, schedule a tour and check them out online by going to NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That's 800-659-2080 to find out more, and tell them what's on your mind. Find out what they have to offer, and remember to take the tour. Now, is the president going to get involved in the investigation with the Special Forces Major? Maybe. Because he said he's going to review the case against the Army Green Beret Major, the major who's been charged with killing a bomb maker after he was already exonerated from it, because the court was going to turn him loose, and he already knew all the names of the people that had ratted against him, and the major was afraid he was going to go out and try to kill them all by blowing them up. Good reason. And, of course, the shutdown is no longer looming. They got all the money they needed till February the 8th for the border and other places. And the Pentagon still doesn't know how much money it's going to need for fiscal year 2020. And will it be the $750 billion we're hearing? Will it be $730, $720, $630 where it started out? We don't know. So we'll have to wait and see there what the end result's going to bring too. Now, again, when we're talking about the military and we're talking about what's going on in Syria, where we're going to pull those troops out, the 2,000, there's a lot of different thoughts about that. And some of them range from bad thing, and there's a couple that range to good thing. I'm going to try to find an audio here because there was something mentioned yesterday. I'm looking for it right now. I might be able to find it. Hopefully I can. And let's see here. I think I can... find this. All right. Well, this is something a little bit different. This is Dan Abrams talking about how Michael Flynn got railroaded.
Hey everyone, welcome to the show. We have been witnessing from outside the courtroom an astonishing hearing in the case of Michael Flynn, the former senior advisor to President Trump, who was scheduled to be sentenced today for lying to the FBI in a deal. And that has been delayed. But I will tell you that, on the whole, I think he was treated unfairly today. I think I have sympathy for Michael Flynn now. And it's fair to say that at this hearing, he got railroaded. So what do I mean by this? I'm going to take you through the notes from this hearing because I think it's really important to explain why I think that Michael Flynn was treated so unfairly by the judge in this case. I don't think it was political. I don't think, you know, this is a judge who has been appointed to the bench by Reagan, Bush, and Clinton. He's also the judge who threw out the case against Republican Ted Stevens. And I think a lot of people on the right were counting on him to be the sort of the savior of Michael Flynn. Ended up being just the opposite today in court. I'll take you through it, and I'm going to tell you why I think that this judge was so, it's beyond unfair. He was either unprepared or he was just being vindictive.
Now, Rand Paul had something very interesting to say on Neil Cavuto's show yesterday. Listen to this.
Let me get your take on you know, I know you don't like to wade into these Mueller matters, but the, you know, we had the Michael Flynn situation where sentencing was delayed, and an idea that it hangs as noise for the markets, that this isn't resolved, that it could drag on a while. Regardless of what you think of the Mueller probe, are you worried this drags on and on and on?
Yeah, and I think, you know, the interesting thing about the Mueller probe and about with General Flynn in particular is I've always been a critic of the idea that you can listen to someone's phone call without a warrant. That's what they did to General Flynn. I think it basically was entrapment. I think what they did should be illegal if it isn't already illegal what they did to him. But then on the other issue to me is a little unseemly, the idea of people lobbying for foreign governments. In fact, I'm toying with the idea and contemplating and in discussions of whether, well, we should just make a law that you can't do lobbying for foreign governments, because it really does appear to be divided loyalty, whether you're in government or not. I don't like the idea that Saudi Arabia spends tens of millions of dollars every year hiring people for their interests. Their ambassador should come to our capital and tell us what the interests of Saudi Arabia are. But we shouldn't have people. Think about Ukraine. You got pro-Western Ukraine, pro-Russian Ukraine. Yeah. Should they all hire million-dollar lobbyists to come over here and talk to us? No, I think that's unseemly, and a lot of people could potentially be hired that aren't working in our country.
So real quickly, though, General, Senator, it's clear the general did lie, though.
Well, the thing is, he lied about something that the government shouldn't have even been listening to the phone calls. No. The original FBI said, you know, they didn't even think he was lying. So, no, I think it's a terrible idea that you let the government listen to all our phone conversations, and then they try to trip you up on whether or not you remember your conversation correctly yet on the phone. So I think what they did to General Flynn in talking to the ambassador was terrible, right? Entrapment, and shouldn't happen.
Now, that's two people in a row. One, Attorney Dan Abrams, and the other one, Senator Rand Paul, telling you that they believe that Michael Flynn was entrapped. Well, I happen to think along the same lines. So, there you go. Now, when we come back from this next break, we're going to get into the Highway and Byway Report, which is going to be an active one because of some real interesting weather going up the East Coast tonight. Now, there are patchy areas of fog across the south. There's also some snow way up to the north. And we'll get into all of that with you so that you understand that the roads are what they are tonight. And we'll have a couple of suggestions for the week coming up, because it's going to be interesting to say the least with the weather and where it's going to be, the holiday weather. We've got some forecasts we're looking at right now that make it look like it might get real interesting in some places. So, I shall return with more right after these messages.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're never going to get ahead.
Weekdays at 3 on AM 930, The Answer.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards.
host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Well, I ask an old truck driver about life out on the road. If he does a lot of singing when he's bringing in his load, there's a pretty waitress crying for him every 100 miles. If he gets a lot of loving, if he has a lot of smiles. And I ask him if those fucking songs tell about a life like his. He said, if you want to know the truth about it, here's the way it is. All I do is drive, 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 drive to stay alive. Keep my mind on my load, keep my eye upon the road. I got nothing in common with any man who's home every day at 5. All I do is drive, 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 drive.
Drive, drive, drive. That's Johnny Cash back in the day. That's an oldie but goodie for all the truckers out there. Well, here we go. If you're going up the East Coast, you got to keep your eyes and your ears open because a significant storm system is going to bring a plethora of impacts from the southeastern United States in the middle Atlantic and the Northeast Thursday and all day Friday. With severe thunderstorms expected over the southeast, with heavy rain and flooding from the mid-Atlantic to the northeast expected. And out west, a series of Pacific storm systems will bring heavy mountain snows, strong winds, heavy rain along the coastal locations there. Now, up in Seattle tonight, Snoqualmie, you've got snow. 4th of July, you've got winter driving conditions, but I don't see the red flag up, so you're not chaining up there. Down in Oregon, Mount Shasta, you've got some snow tonight. Colorado, snow just starting out. And over in Kansas, you've got some mixed weather in the middle of the state there. Up in Wyoming, you've got some winter driving conditions along I-80 in Minnesota. To the west of Minneapolis, you've got snow moving to the east. It looks like as if the Twin Cities might get some snow tonight up there. And in the east, the east coast, this is what we got. We got rain coming into Florida, moving across Florida. It's going to be an interesting day down here. For sure, with some possible tornadoes and storms and all that, gale force winds later today. And then you've got rain all the way up the coastline from Florida into Georgia, into South Carolina, into North Carolina. You've got rain in the mountains of North Carolina. And then going up through Wytheville, Virginia, Roanoke, Virginia, you've got rain there. You got rain going straight up, looks like going straight up 81, following 81. Mountains of West Virginia and Maryland, you've got some rain tonight. You may have some mixed precipitation in some of those higher elevations, but certainly when you get to Maine and New Hampshire, it'll be snow, lots of it. So keep that in mind. And depending on what the temperatures do, the rain that's right now in southeastern and eastern New York all the way to Canada, to the Canadian border with Quebec and all of New England, you could get a mixture of stuff out of that, depending on what happens. And that's it in a nutshell. We got a lot of weather out there tonight to talk about in all different areas. And as Catwoman and Road Dog reported earlier, we do have rain and fog in the Little Rock area. Now, keep in mind that the Moss Family Automotive Group brings you these veterans and these highway reports, rather, because of the fact that they have four words that you need to remember. You serve, you save, especially at Moss Nissan. Now, in Crystal River, in Newport Richey, wholesale to the public up at Homosassa Springs and the all-new Moss Family Chevrolet here at Dale Mabry in Tampa, where you get the employee discount for everybody. But up at the Nissan dealerships, it's you serve, you save, which saves you a lot of money for being a veteran on all-new vehicles. In addition, you get wholesale pricing on the pre-owned vehicles. And if you tell them the captain sent you, you get an extra $500 off the vehicle you're looking at, too. Now, there's a couple of phone numbers to call. One of them is 727-815-3095. And the other one, 813-969-2600, to schedule an appointment. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because it's going to save you a bunch of money. For sure. For sure, for sure. All right. Now, let's see here. I had one more thing I was going to do before we heard from... And good night to you, Ms. Beulah. Thanks for tuning in. And Denise will be chiming in here in just a minute, according to what I just saw. So we will keep our eyes and ears open. And she's concerned about pulling out of Syria. She's saying it just like Vietnam and Iraq. This time Iran, Russia, and Turkey are all going to pour into Israel. That's what's going to happen here by moving out of Syria. We took that restriction away from them. And we'll see. Maybe we did, maybe we didn't. And Major Mack is saying that in Germany they're saying Trump caved. He's now more Democrat than he was Republican. Okay. There may be some truth in that, too. And what is this? Oh, Al's going to have a big Christmas dinner at work. It's going to be prime rib at 3 a.m. How about that? So that's coming up in about 5 minutes for you there, Al. So enjoy your Christmas dinner. Apparently the company's treating for a nice dinner in the middle of the night in their lunch break. So that's good. That's real good. All right, let's go on up here, and we should have Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so the president pulls out of Syria, and a lot of people are concerned. Some people are saying, oh, no, we won, but they're few and far between.
This is bad. We don't know if the withdrawal is imminent or not. It almost sounds like it is. All State Department personnel are to be out of there in 24 hours. So we're on, that clock is already ticking.
Mm-hmm.
So it appears that, we're well on our way to withdraw. And we've got about 2,200 troops in Syria.
Now, we were told that this does not affect the overflights of Syria.
Well, so that means that we're flying out of Turkey.
Okay.
So, I mean, that still is not going to, you know, help with the ground situation there. I mean, we've got temporary bases that are built there where, you know, I mean, the big winners in all of this are Iran, Islamic State, Russia. This isn't, and if nothing else, well, I mean, Turkey is supposed to be an allied nation. We've done a pretty lousy job of saying to Erdogan, you know, we got this. Just cooperate with us. So we haven't been able to sell that to him.
Mm-hmm.
But Trump has had many conversations here in the last couple of days with Erdogan, and apparently he's made some kind of a pledge to him. And I can't think of anybody in this whole mix that's happy about this.
Well, as I said, there's only one or two people that have come out and said it's a good thing, but there are nobody that really counts in the matter. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, after we take a little news break here. So don't go anywhere. We shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station, the Captain's America Third Watch.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.